Welcome, everyone. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District. It's Monday, September 30th, 2024, at 11 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell in South Jordan. So for our audio recording today, let's do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
I'm Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
This is Vic Kimball.
And just Victor is a Board of Trustee member and the Chair of the Board of Trustees.
Justin Kimball, board member.
Ryan Kimball, board member.
Darcy
And Elder
Stevens.
Underwriter.
Oh, sorry. Darcy Stevens, bond counsel.
Jade Peterson, board member.
Dave, I think we have Dave Kimball, a board member on as well. It looks like you're on mute, Dave. Just want to confirm. Well, I show Dave participating via the Zoom link. It looks like his audio is off right now, but we do have a quorum of the board present. Amanda, I see you're on.
Yep, Amanda
Introduce
Castle.
yourself.
I am the COO of Pinnacle Consulting Group, and we're representing the district from an accounting and finance perspective.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We're going to follow the agenda that was provided to all those present and participating on the phone. The first item is consent. The consent item will approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on August 1st, 2024. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the August 1st, 2024 board meeting. Are there any questions from the board on those meeting minutes?
None for me.
Okay, since we have no questions, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the August 1st, 2020 board meeting?
I'll make that motion.
I'll
We have a
second.
motion. We have a motion by Victor Campbell and a second by Justin, excuse me, Victor Kimball and a second by Justin Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
I think we heard all the ayes. Do we have Ryan and Justin?
Yeah, I previously said I. This is Ryan.
Okay. Victor said I, Justin. Jade, Jaden?
Yeah, you
Jade?
got an eye for me. Yep.
Oh, okay, great. Board, excuse me, motion passes unanimously. Let's go to our action items. Consider.
Excuse me, this is Dave Kimball. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Dave, we can hear you.
I've had a hard time finding the microphone. I'm very illiterate when it comes to technology, I guess.
Well,
We're glad to have you, Dave.
all right, thank you.
Did we hear an aye from you as
Yes,
well on the
yes.
approved minutes? Okay, great. So we do have unanimous approval.
Thank you.
We're going to move to our action items. Consider approval of resolution 2024-06. And I'm going to turn the time over to Darcy to walk the board through this resolution.
Thanks, Tom. You have before you a authorizing resolution, and I'll walk through that and then the two documents it authorizes, if that's okay, and happy to answer questions at any time. The authorizing resolution authorizes the approval of a designation resolution and an assessment ordinance. these documents are being authorized in connection with the financing of certain improvements within the assessment area. And the designation resolution, assessment ordinance, and appraisal as well are all authorized, and any changes are authorized to be made by the designated officer needed in connection with the execution of those documents. The designated officer that is being granted the authority is the chair or vice chair slash treasurer. They're authorized to execute the documents after they've been approved. And this resolution before you is contingent upon receipt of an executed acknowledgement, waiver, and consent from the property owners. And I believe that is in process, right, Tom? That hasn't been signed yet.
No, that will go out with the signature packages today to the board members.
Okay, so the first document authorized is the designation resolution. The designation resolution designates the assessment area to be called the 10th and Main Assessment Area, and it describes the improvements that are expected to be financed, which includes sewer improvements, water improvements, roads and roadway improvements, and storm drain improvements. And it also sets forth the expected assessment method, which is an acreage methodology. And it authorizes the recording of notices and with the Tooele County recorder of our notice of proposed assessment. And also authorizes or notes the receipt of a certificate of project engineer, which identifies the improvements to be constructed within the assessment area. The next document you have before you is the assessment ordinance. And this document imposes the assessment within the newly created assessment area. And some of the information is duplicative, but it describes the improvements expected to be financed. And it also describes the method of assessment and the levy of assessment. The method and rate is described in section 6. As mentioned, it's an acreage methodology, and that there will be 32.74 acres that will be assessed. The ordinance goes on to describe the method of payment for the assessments, the default provisions, the remedies, and the reserve fund provisions, etc., and allows for notices to be waived by property owners, as mentioned in that waiver and consent, certain notices that are normally expected in connection with the creation of an assessment area, and allows for the posting of the ordinance in order to start a contest period. And then the assessment list is listed in Exhibit A to that document, along with the legal description of our assessment area. And that is the quick version of the documents you have before you. Happy to answer any questions.
So, Darcy, have you sent out those documents?
Yes. I believe that they were posted by Tom's group.
Yes, they are within the OneDrive link.
So, Victor, we've sent out those documents via our OneDrive along with the notice. And so all of those are in the board packet in the OneDrive.
Okay, thank you.
So are there any further questions for Darcy on the materials that she just discussed? Okay, seeing none, I think we're ready for a motion. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2024-06?
Well, I can make that motion.
And I can second that.
So we have a motion by Victor Kimball with a second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor, please say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Great. I think we got all the board members saying aye. Best I could follow on our screen. So the motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our second action item, which is consider approval of the agreement with respect to special district professional services between the district and Pinnacle Consulting Group. We have Amanda here from Pinnacle to walk the board through this services agreement.
Thank you so much, I appreciate it. So we have prepared for consideration our professional services agreement. This agreement outlines the services that we are anticipated to perform relative to the district. I spoke to Tom a little bit this morning, and we will be adding in a more robust exhibit that details all of the services we perform. So Pinnacle really provides a full bore scope of services relative to the needs of the district. We can perform accounts payable, accounts receivable, financial statements, preparation of audit, preparation of budget, any relative bond compliance assistance with bonding itself and the requirements thereto, and really any other needs that the district so chooses. We are fully authorized in the state of Utah and are happy to be of assistance in any way we can. If there are any questions, I would be more than happy to answer those or provide any detail for which the board would like.
You know, I may have some questions later for you, Darcy, just as a clarification. So I'll get
Amanda.
Back.
Amanda.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda.
Yes. Okay. Oh. Oh, okay, sorry.
No, that's perfect. We welcome any questions. Feel free to send those over and we're happy to provide any clarity.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think there was a question by Dave as well.
No question.
Okay, so Amanda is going to send a revised engagement letter. And just as a reminder, Victor, I'm sure Sam has walked you through this, but essentially the district needs a third party independent district accountant who will provide all of the services described by Amanda. And we are getting ready to launch this fall here. We're going to have to do the preliminary budget approval and the final budget approval, get financials prepared and audits ordered and all the things that are required by statute. Amanda's office will handle those things. Our firm will assist in posting the meetings, running the meetings, under the direction of Amanda's firm. And so the other critical function that the district accountant serves is they have to certify all reimbursement requests that come in, as well as the district engineer. And that's probably something that we need to do sooner rather than later, actually, is on our next board meeting, we'll have to approve the district engineer. Victor, we can provide you with some companies and some proposals that we use here in Utah that perform district service, district engineer services. And they also have to provide a certification for any application for reimbursement. So Amanda, if you could get that sent over, hopefully today we can send that in the board packet. But we still need to take an action to have the board, subject to further clarification between Victor and Amanda, we need to have a resolution approving the professional services agreement from Pinnacle to act as district accountant. So do we have a motion? Oh, and authorizing the district chair to sign it. So do we have a motion for that?
I can make that motion, Tom.
I second it.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Ryan Kimball with a second by Dave, authorizing approving the agreement with respect to the special service district services agreement from Pinnacle to act as district accountant and to provide accounting services and authorizing the district chair to sign. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Now I'm going to go to our third action item, which is authorizing the notice of public infrastructure PID to be filed with the Tooele County Recorder's Office. As you recall, when we did the amended and restated governing document, the governing document does require that the notice of PID must be filed with the Tooele County Recorder's Office. So we need authorization from the board for the notice to be filed. Do we have any questions?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Let me just make sure I get this on the record of what the motion is. Please. Do we have a motion authorizing the notice of PID to be filed with the Tooele County Recorder's Office and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second it.
So we have a motion by Victor Campbell, and I didn't see who made the second.
Dave Campbell.
And with a second by Dave Campbell. Thank you so much. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So we're down to the administrative non-action items. We didn't have anything specific, so we just wanted to open up to the board to see if there are any other administrative non-action items which the board would like to discuss today. Okay, doesn't look like we have anything further for this meeting, so I think we are ready for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion to adjourn by Dave with a second by, I think that was Victor Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you, everyone. We stand adjourned. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.